Fair Isa, Fair Isa, by thy side we'll stand and always praise thy name. To heaven, yeah, lend a heart and hand to help increase thy fame.
Ooh, Lord,
the honor, yeah, of Odisha lives for thou loyalty.
Loyalty, loyalty.
So cheer for dear old Isaiah, lead on to victory.
Yo, welcome to the Cold World Podcast. I know it's been a minute. That's why I'm naming this podcast. The title of this podcast is Disappearing Acts. It's been a lot happening in my life, man. I've been busy. It's all good stuff, but I just been really busy. But you know, this is the place where I tell y'all all my business, so I will tell you where I've been. One of the first things, man, is just been trying to relaunch the website. So got some help with the website, changed a few things around, and hopefully when you all see the new website, you'll like it, you'll appreciate it. I want to capture more of my writing there because I'm writing for other people now as well. So I want to have that place be a hub for all of the writing, all of the podcast. So I'm working on that, trying to move everything over and just get it right. And I think that was another piece that I just mentioned was around writing for other folks. So I think a lot of you know that I'm pretty passionate about education, and so I've been doing some writing around education and education reform and all that good stuff, man, and really excited about that. So it's one of the blogs is called One Oakland United, which is it's a pretty dope site. And then the other one is Citizen Ed. They both are really cool sites. Did them with a really cool brother named Chris Stewart. I actually did his podcast a few weeks ago. I need to actually post that so people can hear it. But I'm really excited about that stuff. I really enjoy writing and writing about education and what the education space looks like from a black dude that kind of grew up with a whack education. And it's been cool. It's just things that I tend to pay attention to, and I wanted to make sure I was able to give a voice to the voiceless in some of those spaces. So that's another thing. So just been cranking out stuff there and been holding it to kind of put it out on a schedule. So none of that stuff is going to Huffington Post. There's been a bunch of articles. So now that they've been posted on those other blogs, I'm going to officially release it to Huffington Post and put them on my website as well. So just been working on that. Started a new job. So in the process of building out the business, which I haven't slowed down on, I haven't stopped that yet. I mean, that's something that I put a lot of time and effort and money into. So Energy Converters is still happening. And that's why I'm writing at all these other places and trying to, you know, doing these speaking engagements and setting up workshops to be able to, you know, like offer those services to other organizations and things like that. So this new job is on top of that. So I accepted an offer at the Oakland Unified School District doing community engagement, which I think is dope. Many of you know I am a product of OUSD. I went to elementary school and middle school here, and it's just something that I've been passionate about. I like the new superintendent. I like what homie is trying to do. And I felt like when he, in my mind, I felt like he kind of gets that Obama effect, right? Where, you know, sometimes folks feel like they can talk to him differently than they've talked to past folks in that position. But I think dude is smart, and I think that he knows what he's talking about when it comes to education. And so I happily accepted that position to join that team. I know it's going to be tough. And also thinking about what that may do to the podcast. I think that the podcast is going to keep going as is. The only thing I'm thinking about doing, and I love to hear what people think, I'm thinking about changing the name from the Cold World Podcast to the Energy Converter Podcast. And the reason why is just for brand alignment, because I own the domain name for energyconverters.org. I have things branded already. I have I have that jacket, some t-shirts and stuff like that. And it might just be good to just rebrand that all under the same umbrella. That also would give me the opportunity to have other people do their own shows, right? Like when it's not my name attached to it, it gives me a bit more leverage around the type of shows I do and who comes in and speaks and who does them. So I'm thinking about that stuff. So that's just some of the stuff, man, that I've been on. I've just been trying to do a lot of writing, just trying to really get that stuff out, man. So the other thing is just in some more personal stuff, and I was going to say this part to the end, but, you know, it's with a heavy heart that North Oakland, where I'm from, North Oakland, that's how I grew up saying it, N-O-R-F. But another young person that I knew had his life taken away. And out of respect for his family, I haven't talked to, you know, I haven't spoken to his sister. I just don't want to be saying names and all that stuff. Just, you know, I want to respect their privacy. But it's tough, man. It's hard. And, you know, to be all the way real with you, it's even harder to swallow because, as they say, where I grew up, he wasn't with the shit. And what that means is, like, he wasn't in the streets like that. I mean, he was a good kid. And, you know, just because we from, like, the hood don't mean that you are hood or whatever it is that means. But it's just tough, and it made me reflect. It just made me reflect, man, that when these things happen, it just reminds me that that could be me, you know? I was never a street dude. I would never, like, no one would ever say that, or no one black that grew up in the hood would ever say that I was a street dude. Maybe somebody that's not from where I come from. But, you know, but it's hard, man. It's hard. Even when you do the things that you're supposed to do, things can still happen. You know, he was a father. His son looked up to him. I just saw a dude, like, at the barbershop maybe a few weeks ago. Like, it could be, it happens that fast. And you think about it, and it's like, if you ain't safe in the streets, if you ain't safe around your own people, if you ain't safe around cops, like, it messes with you. You know, it bothers you. And I just feel bad for his family. His sister's one of the sweetest people I know. Like, and that's just something extremely difficult to have to deal with. And I'm trying to think. I mean, it inspired a lot of things for me when I heard it. And, you know, I'm a writer. I write. And there's just some kind of way I want to pay homage to, I mean, not just him, but just the things that's kind of happened in North Oakland. And I've been wrestling with this. And let me go a little deeper. And I know this is a bit disjointed, but that's why I have a podcast, right? It's better for me to get this stuff out here or on paper than, like, be out somewhere, lose that temper, and then, you know, I'm on somebody's news, right? So I there needs to be a name or a word for both loving and hating something at the exact same time. Let me explain. So North Oakland, right? Like 54th and Gaskill is where I grew up, right? And I both love and hate that place at the same time. I mean, I have some great memories growing up there. My first girlfriend is like I was in that house that I grew up in, you know, like also that first breakup or meeting like some of the friends that I still am friends with now, like lifelong friends, right? Or people from my block getting killed. And then I go past there all the time and just feeling like a stranger in that neighborhood. Now, I live in Adams Point. I live by the lake in a nice apartment, like and even though it's only 5 minutes away from North Oakland, a few stops from my old house and where I grew up, like it might as well be a galaxy away. But now even when I go to North Oakland, like North Oakland is not even North Oakland anymore. You see what I'm saying? Like it looks so different. For instance, there is a coffee shop down San Pablo, I think near the 60s. I don't know exactly where it was, but it's like a coffee shop, like boutique, like food spot. And like they got like a $11 hamburger or some crap, right? Like, and nobody that looks like me is there. You know? And I don't just mean black people. Cause it's black people there. But there is a new emergence of black folks that are like coming into the city. And I'm not even saying this as if it's a, like at this point, I don't know if it's good or bad. Because here's the thing. Parts of the reason that we moved is because when we lived there, it was dangerous, right? Like aside from just the cost of living there going up, it was a dangerous place at times. Like the North, I've never been afraid of North Oakland. Like I think there are people that are like genuinely afraid of parts of the East, parts of the West, like the high rises or whatever. But this is where I grew up, so I was never like afraid of that place. And the same way I feel like somebody that grew up in the high rises is not necessarily afraid of the high rises. But there were things that was happening in and around North Oakland. So there was always some type of funk tension between like South Berkeley and North Oakland cats. I never really got caught up into that. You know, you'd hear gunshots every now and then, like something would happen. There are a lot of friends that I grew up with from the North that are no longer here. But so you want the neighborhood to improve. You know, you want people to take pride in where they live. You know, but does that mean that you always have to, like, does it have to become less black? Like, do you have to get those kids like me who are now adults out of that place in order to do that? Because I don't believe that has to happen. Like, I love that place. I love it. And it's so funny because I would buy the house that I grew up in. I want to buy it so bad, but it's so expensive. And it's like these white hippie folks that live in it now. I mean, they don't cut the shrubs. They put up like this makeshift fence. They're just not taking care of it. It's just, it bothers me. It does, right? I don't recognize that place anymore. You know, Lee's Donuts is still there. That's where I, you know, Lee is cool. Lee has been there as long as I've been there. He was new to the neighborhood when I was in middle school, and he's had a thriving business there. He's been able to survive. You know, Lee, and then the beauty supply next door, and then the laundromat, like those things have been able to survive. But I don't know what the word is for both loving and hating something at the same time. this ties back into that loss that North Oakland felt this week, where you had, I mean, I don't want to call him a kid because he wasn't a kid. He's only like 3 or 4 years younger than me. But I always, like, I'm working through my emotions and like my thoughts about this stuff, because as I write about the larger lexicon of North Oakland and what that means to me, I have to rectify this stuff on an emotional level, at least enough for me to articulate something on paper, right? And so bear with me as I work through this. Like, I don't want to call him a kid, but that's how I remember him. I remember him being like a child, like innocent, childlike, where he is just kind of out with his friends and like joking with his friends and capping on each other with his friends. And, you know, like, he was just always a good kid, respectful kid. And I'm sure that's probably the way his sister and his mother sees him, is like that child, you know, the child that they raised. You know what I mean? Like, the child that they was able to kind of keep out the streets. His son looks at him probably as like a god, like a hero. He has his kid can't be, you know, any older than 5, 6. I don't know, right? I'm guessing, but like, that kid's hero is gone because of violence, right? Like, his father was taken. His father didn't. It's one thing to lose a parent to, like, natural causes or some type of freak accident. It's another thing to, like, have that person taken away. And so that kid is now growing up in a new North Oakland, with the backdrop being, this place took my father, my hero, the closest thing to God that I've had up to this point in my life, right? Man, these streets ain't nothing nice. And they operate with reckless abandon. And I don't know, man. I just wanted to honor his life a little bit. I wasn't super close to him. I did know him. I knew his sister better. And I know that family has seen tragedy before in losing the other brother, whom I did go to school with a few years ago. And that's just not natural, man. Like, a sister just shouldn't, a mother either, like, just shouldn't be burying, like, they siblings in their 20s. Two of them. Like, a mother, it's just unnatural for a parent to bury their kid. Imagine having to do that unimaginable thing twice. I don't know. I'm just praying for these people, man. I'm just praying for these folks. So anyway, I don't know. I have an interesting relationship with North Oakland. I've lived all over this city, man. I've lived in North Oakland. I lived in West Oakland. I lived in the Fruitvale. I lived on 73rd and Weld. I've lived all over this place. I used to live across the street from Eastmont Mall, like right by where the McDonald's used to be over there. It's crazy. It's crazy when I look at this city. So hopefully by working for the school district, I can help add some value to this city. I can be a voice for a group of people that haven't had a voice there before. I don't know. We'll see. I know it's a lot of people that's gunning for OUSD, and now that puts me in those crosshairs as well. I don't know. I got an interesting temperament, you know? the one thing I do know is that I believe in education, and I believe I didn't get a great one from the district, and I believe that we can help create a great one moving forward and continue to make improvements on some of the improvements that's already been made. I know that in West Oakland, there's a chance to build something beautiful with this space called the Center that's going to be an instructional farm, a central kitchen, an education center. And I know it's going to be upwards of $37 million, and it can add something really nice on that Marcus Foster site. I know that. I know that it's been a lot of things built in this city that wasn't built for us, that wasn't built for the old Oakland for me. And I think that this center being built in the middle of West Oakland could be something really good, especially for the people that already live there, the people that already own houses there. I think it could help beautify that neighborhood. And I think wins begat wins. So I feel like you built that, you can build on that. You can help, you know, re-beautify Hoover, which is right around the corner. You can help with the work that's continuing to happen at McClimas High School. You know, what if we did like what they did in Chicago, where people from the community are standing outside with their shirts on in solidarity, like on the pathways that kids got to go to school on, and like just being encouraging and telling them good morning and moving them along. That's planting new flowers and trimming hedges and making sure that the path to school from the neighborhood is beautiful. Because right now, I've walked down there the other day, that little intersection where Market and San Pablo cross, and beer bottles, condom wrappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole bunch of stuff on the ground. I remember when I was a kid, when I went to Lafayette and I played ball in West Oakland at the Meltzer Boys and Girls Club. Boys Club. We didn't have the girls in there at the time. And just bouncing the ball down the street because I was a guard and I always had to have a ball in my hands. And I just remember seeing, like, you know, like pipes on the ground and like needles and just crazy stuff. Like, those things affect your mentality, man. It's hard to learn in that environment. It's hard to prioritize learning in an environment like that. And it's hard to prioritize learning when you got to worry about cops. You got to worry about the hoods. You got to worry about thugs. Like, when you got to worry about all those things, you got to worry about food. Like, it's hard to prioritize something so arbitrary as education, right? So we got to work to, like, change that. I mean, all this stuff is connected, man. Like, all of this stuff is connected. So, I don't know. I love to see that kitchen get built. I love to see something new, bright, and shiny that's going to feed thousands of kids. They're going to make upwards, I think, between 6 million and 12 million meals a year. It's something like that. I got the numbers somewhere, but it's like a fresh food. Do you know the crap I used to eat when I was in OUSD? It wasn't nice. Now it's all prepackaged for the most part. It's 86 schools. This is going to affect like 80 of them to get fresh food. You know, and I think, you know, there's some people that's not comfortable with that project. I've heard them. I've gone to events and they got their reasons. And, you know, you got to hear people. You know, but a lot of those people, I mean, all those people are adults. And I get it. But I'm thinking about these kids. Like, I've said this on this podcast before about why I do the energy converters thing, all the stuff that I write. Like, I want to fight for people the way I wish people would have fought for me. the way I wish people would have fought for me. So, you know, we think about like what this kitchen can represent and what it can be. Yo, man, I had a little kid straight up that was just like, that spoke on this kitchen thing, was like, y'all sound, you know, she was basically saying that adults sounded selfish, that didn't want it. And I think there's some more complex thing. I'm not saying that the adults sounded selfish. I'm paraphrasing what the young lady said. But she was like, this is for me and like my future. Like, I gotta eat this stuff. She's like, I don't even eat lunch most days because I don't want to eat that. And I just don't have the money to just go out and buy stuff. So sometimes I just don't eat. Like, that stuff is powerful to me. And here's what's going to happen. Well, I don't think this is what's going to happen, but here's the things that I'm afraid of. Like, I used to live in a Fruitvale. I'm proud of the things I've seen Latino folks do in the Fruitvale, yo. Like, them people that took advantage of the charter school movement, the people that let folks come in and work with them to build Think College Now, which is now a great school serving kids. Like, them Latino folks have done their thing. And, I mean, they still got along. You know, they still struggling. They still fighting. But I feel like that community just kind of came together and built something. I just think our kids deserve it. And I think West Oakland deserves it. But that's just me. I'm just one man. But anyway, I miss talking to y'all. I miss telling y'all my business. I don't know if this article that I'm just, the thing that I just discussed, I don't know if it's going to actually make it, you know, into my notebook, onto my computer, up onto the internet, or in a book, however I decide to let it go, but we'll see. Because like I said, I have a love-hate relationship with where I grew up and how I grew up. I mean, I love North Oakland. But days like the one I had a few days ago, where I'm hearing about a good dude dying and just not understanding but totally understanding all at the same time, I don't like that. And it reminds me of how harsh those streets can be. It reminds me of how harsh, like, this city can be. And it reminds me that you can live a few blocks away from something, but in all honesty, be a galaxy away. Like, I still live in Oakland, but it's so different. And I know I'm just saying a bunch of stuff I used to say all the time, but there's a difference between having to live in Oakland and choosing to live in Oakland. There's a difference. I am an adult that has chosen to live here. And my life is very different than when I had to live in that little apartment in the Fruitvale where them dudes ran up in our house and like robbed us, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, jumped my pops in front of my family. Like, that is a different existence, right? It's different than when I lived on 53rd in Gaskill with my aunt, and we wasn't doing so well, and we stayed in her basement, and like, it wasn't no bathroom down there, and after a certain time she locked the door because my dad had a drug problem. She should have locked the door. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's a difference. But they messed up, man, when they gave that boy that grew up in those places a microphone, a pen, a pad, the internet, or a job at the Oakland Unified School District. I just don't think any of these things happens by happenstance. I think it all happens for a reason. Anyway, I'll be back next week. It'll be a different mood. I just wanted to catch people up. I wanted y'all to know what was in my head right now. I don't have a script. I don't do any of that stuff, but I feel like I've built a family with the people that listen to my podcast, and I think that you would expect nothing less from me. So that's where my head is right now. But as always, man, God bless. Take care of each other and yourselves. And I really hope y'all enjoying this intro outro music. Like, come on, man. Like, if you wasn't feeling that intro, one, you must have been born after 90 something. That's one. And two, you ain't the outro. Like, this outro is like old school. This is before Kendrick was Kendrick. This is like this is like before Cass knew who he was. So at any rate, man, I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
Yesterday, my nigga had told me his brother died. A day before that, his homeless uncle was cold outside. A week before, he seen the cancer in his mother's eyes. 2 weeks before, they couldn't pay his rent because he lost his job. A month before that, he lost the custody of his daughter. 6 months before that, her mother said she won't see her father. And this before he did a year when them charges was brought up. I shook my head, turned around, and found $100. I don't know why he keep blessing me. 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 I don't know why. I don't know why, I don't know why. I don't know why he keep blessing me. 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 I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why. Yesterday I invaded privacy of a home. The day before that, my partner had fronted me a zone. A week before, I had loaded bullets inside that chrome. 2 weeks before that, I shot them bullets and he was gone. A month before that, I cursed my mother, then slammed the door. 6 months before that, I hit my woman, she hit the floor. I stormed out, then seen a black Honda Accord. Them hollow tips missed me, then hit that little boy. I don't know why he keep blessing me. 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 I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why. I don't know why he keep blessing me. 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 I don't know why, I don't know why. I don't know why. So today I laid in my bed, stared at the ceiling. Closed my eyes, then asked myself how I was feeling. I analyzed on how a saint can play the villain. Is my life coincidental or just God willing? I came to grips, jumped up, looked out the window. See my nigga and that same little boy that didn't know. Bullets is nameless, I guess this was meant for me to give them $100 to trash my pistol. Now I know why he keep blessing me. Why keep blessing me? Nah, no, why keep blessing me? Nah, no, why keep blessing me? Nah, no, why? Now, no, why? Now, no, why? Nah, no, why keep blessing me? 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 Nah, no, why? Now I know why. So I can bless you. So I can bless you. So I can bless you.
Lord, help me, 'cause I need you. I know this weed is burning and I'm on drink number two, but it's all to soothe the pain from this cold, cold world. Sometimes I think it could help me, but this buzz here is temporary, so I'm talking to you. This sick world I drive a sane man crazy.
Dead birds dropping out,
daughters having their father's babies. And this the news I hear, with my godkids, nieces and nephews turning year. I wonder will it get better? But somehow you keep blessing me. But somehow you keep blessing me. But somehow you keep blessing me. But somehow, but somehow, but somehow. But somehow you keep blessing me. 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 But somehow, but somehow, but somehow. You're not there, but you're there.
I feel you're there. You're everywhere.
This is where I feel.
And I thank you for protecting me in these streets from danger seen and unseen.
This is where I feel.
I never know. Next morning,
this is where
three guys shout to the club, all listening to that small horn.